A study published in April by Columbia University in the journal Pediatrics found that more than 20% of LGBTQ youth are likely to have attempted suicide in the past year. But the grim statistics were offset by the additional finding that youth living in supportive communities are less likely to attempt suicide. The Youth and Gender Media Project explores through film the stories of gender nonconforming children and their parents. Through two short films called I'm Just Annika and The Family Journey, director and editor Jonathan Skernick sees his films as an educational tool to educate and transform school communities across the United States. Jonathan Skernick joins me in studio now. Welcome to Uprising.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first, tell us about this project, the Youth and Gender Media Project. Is it specifically to use films to do educational work, or is it did the films come later?
It started with the films. You know, I've been a filmmaker for 15 years, but I've always used my films in the context of a larger educational and activist mission. So it's really, they kind of go hand in hand.
Tell us about Annika.
So I'd been researching the topic for a couple of years, and I was at this wonderful conference for families with gender nonconforming children and had been trying to find families that would be willing to be filmed and was not very successful. Understandably, it's pretty vulnerable to say, I want my 7-year-old or 8-year-old child to be in a film that maybe later they'll regret. So I'd kind of given up the idea of shooting with children, and so that's why I started filming with parents and siblings, which turned into that film, The Family Journey, which is one of the films on the DVD. But while I was working on that film, I met Annika, who was 12 and who was incredibly articulate and wanted to be in the movie. You know, she wanted to use her experience to educate her peers.
And when you say gender nonconforming children, what do you mean?
Well, it can mean everything from a child who's truly transgender. I met many children who, for example, were one child who was a boy in second grade and had been wearing dresses since he was like 2 or 3 and had been insisting he was a girl all along. And finally, the parents said, okay, we'll let you take the lead. And the child would then go to third grade as a girl and was truly transitioned and passed, and no one knew that she had ever been a boy. Versus someone like Annika, who's like, I'm a girl, I was born a girl, I'm happy to be a girl, you can use the pronoun she, although most people use the pronoun he because she looks like a boy, and was very interested in being in this fluid space between boy and girl, and didn't have any attachment to either being transgender or being a girl, just was willing to see what happened. So, and then you also have children who are very confident in being the gender that their biological sex is, but don't want to dress that way. So you have a boy who's very happy to be a boy but wants to wear dresses. So you have the whole spectrum of manifestations.
And what happens when parents discover that their children might be sort of struggling or not comfortable with the gender assignments society has put on them? How do parents normally react? And is there even much support out there for parents to figure out what to do when they have a child?
Unfortunately, there's hardly any support, although that support is growing really fast, and that's wonderful. But there's still hardly any support. And you know, there is no general way that parents, it's really if you meet a parent and find out that and a parent finds out that their child is gender nonconforming, that is really embarrassing.
Sorry. That's okay. You can turn off your cell phone.
You'll find that they will often react to that in the same way that they react to anything else that might be unusual, right? So if a child starts to do something that maybe they become very geeky, you know, and they might have a problem with that. So a parent who's basically tolerant and open-minded will react well and be supportive, and a parent who's got challenges around being open-minded will have a hard time. Although we did find that some parents who tend to be very progressive and open-minded, around this, it's a little too hard to immediately be open-minded. And that's why the film The Family Journey is so wonderful in this DVD, because it charts that progress from being sort of shocked and horrified to being interested to being accepting.
And it's not, and even if the parents are accepting, society doesn't necessarily accept. So you have other parents that your kid may be playing with, who are also a huge challenge for the parent to then deal with after they've already sort of gotten accustomed to how to handle and deal with their child's transitions.
Yeah, the whole peer thing is really challenging too. And that's why a lot of parents will go into a school and sponsor sort of an educational evening where other parents can come and learn about the issue, and they sort of give a gender 101.
And so the parents become activists or are forced to be activists.
Almost every parent I've met is become an activist, mm-hmm. whether they were or not beforehand.
Jonathan Skernick is my guest. He's director and editor of the two short films I'm Just Annika and The Family Journey. The two films are on a DVD as part of the Youth and Gender Media Project. I want to play an excerpt of the film I'm Just Annika for our listeners, where we hear from Annika herself, who is taking hormone therapy to suppress her hormones so that she can take longer to decide whether she wants to, be a boy or a girl. We first hear her herself and then her mother and her father.
I would say that I am, in the middle of thinking, who I am.
There you go.
Thanks, one.
Just kind of figuring out what I should do, if I should go and trans or just stay who I am. Mm-hmm.
I think you have a desire to identify your child a certain way and find that box and help them be comfortable in it. So when it's not a box...
If Annika comes up in a conversation you have with somebody, that it's very hard to explain how Annika is to them, because they kind of don't get it.
And those are the parents of Annika, following Annika herself. And it's an excerpt from the short film I'm Just Annika. Jonathan Skernick, how dangerous is it when there isn't the sort of supportive community that a child like Annika needs?
Well, it's interesting, the statistic that you gave at the beginning of the introduction of this segment. And, I've heard percentages that are much higher. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a very conservative percentage. I've heard 50-60% have tried to commit suicide. So, yes, the answer is that it can be very dangerous to be gender nonconforming in a lot of ways. And not only do you get teased and bullied, but then there's just a lot of internalized shame that turns into possible suicide attempts.
I mean, you have children that are extremely young who go through serious depression, and they don't even necessarily know why.
Yeah, I mean, it's growing up in a community or society that doesn't see you at all, and there's no role models for you. There's nothing out there that gives you any sense that who you feel exists. Mm-hmm. And there's, in fact, on the contrary, there's a lot of pressure to suppress that. And that would cause any child to become depressed or suicidal.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the other film, The Family Journey, which you mentioned earlier, where you basically interviewed a number of parents of gender nonconforming children. How did you approach them and sort of, why was it important for them to open up?
Well, because there's so little understanding and acceptance, they were so excited to be part of this film. Just to have a half an hour to share their journey into a listener who's really, really supportive and understanding, being me and my crew. Mm-hmm. So for them, it's just a joy to have a chance to really tell their stories. But also they have a larger activist agenda to share those stories with the wider world, so that other parents encountering similar situations with their children will have at least a model of what someone might be able to do.
Well, I want to play another clip, this one from this film, The Family Journey. It's a very emotional reaction by a mother talking about her child's struggle with gender identification.
Some of the things that have come out from his mouth, I wish God would have made me a girl, That was basically what totally shaked my whole foundation, That's when I was determined to make it happen. And when he tells me, "Mommy, I want to be a girl," I tell him, "Yes, I'm going to help you with that. You are going to be a girl. You are already a girl."
And that's an excerpt from The Family Journey. Did a lot of the parents have very emotional reactions as they were discussing what their children were going through?
Yeah, everyone's very, very emotional. She in particular was the most emotional of all the people I had spoken. But obviously when you expect a child to be a certain way, and maybe you even are excited about the child being that way, and then they turn out to be something different and something that you know is going to be a real big challenge in the world. Mm. It's so devastating to a parent. And the beautiful thing about that particular parent is that she eventually saw that loving her child as the child was trumped anything else. But it still brings up so much grief for her. But she's now celebrating her child as the child is, and it's wonderful.
Going back to the film I'm Just Annika, one of the things that your films bring out is that it's mostly us grown-ups who have issues or problems or, you know, difficulty understanding what gender nonconforming children are going through. Most other kids, seem all right with it.
There's a wonderful story I tell every time I get interviewed. You go into a classroom of kindergartners and you say, who here feels like a girl? And the girls will raise their hand. Who feels like a boy? And the boys will raise their hand. And then you ask, who here feels like a girl and a boy? And something like 80 or 90% of the hands will go up. When you're younger, gender is not so binary. It's not such a box that you feel like you have to fit in. But as soon as you get up into higher grades, like second, third grade, that proportion of the kids who raise both their hands for both goes way, way down. By sixth grade, all you get is chuckles and no hands raised.
Why is that?
Well, I think it's because there's such a harsh training in our society to be in the binary. There's boys and girls. You know, there's this big media sensation right now about some parents in Canada who are saying we're not going to say what our gender of our child is, and it's creating such a big to-do.
People take it very personally.
I know. It's like, how could you not tell me? In fact, when you do ask a parent, like, is it a boy or a girl, and the parent says, I'm not telling, people get really upset. Mm. And the reason they get upset is because it makes them feel uncomfortable about the way that they had to force themselves into a box. That's my theory. Maybe they would deny that.
So what's your goal with this set of two films available on DVD, the Youth and Gender Media Project? The two films are I'm Just Annika and The Family Journey. What do you hope to do with these?
Well, I hope to do what I've already begun to do. They are being used in colleges, middle schools, and nonprofits all over the country, and actually all over the world, to train communities how to be gender inclusive. And I've partnered with a wonderful nonprofit called Gender Spectrum, which you can find at genderspectrum.org. And they have a staff of trainers, and they use the film to go out into schools and even entire school districts. And they'll train parents, teachers, students, and support staff for one day or multiple days on how to create a community that's gender inclusive. And they actually do physical things, like they make gender inclusive bathrooms. They create gender inclusive language. And they say you cannot line up the children by boys and girls, which in the public schools is actually against the law. But in private schools, you can still do that. They do that and a bunch of other things to create a community where children can be gender nonconforming and feel safe.
Jonathan Skernick, have you had parents reaching out to you saying that, you know, I wish I had had something like this, you know, when my child was younger, or even adults saying, I wish my parents had had access to this when I was younger?
Yeah, I get that all the time. And I even had parents, adult women, who say, I wish I had the drug Lupron so I could have suppressed estrogen. Which is Annika is taking, because it's just, even if you feel very confident as a girl, it's still a trauma to go through puberty. So I get lots of feedback from people all the time who are saying, thank God this is available now, and can I show this to my community and my family.
And where can listeners get a copy of it? Is it available to the public, or is it just being screened in schools, et cetera?
It's available. You can buy it for your school or your university or your community group at newday.com, newday.com. That's my film distributor. If you want a copy just for personal use, you can just go to my website, which is youthandgendermediaproject.org. And there's a way through that website to get a copy just for yourself.
And we'll list all of these websites on our website, uprisingradio.org, later today. Finally, there's a third film that's in the works, which is part of the Youth and Gender Media Project. Tell us about this film.
It's called Becoming Johanna, and it's a portrait of a 17-year-old trans girl here living in L.A. And she, unlike Annika, does not come from a family that's particularly supportive. In fact, she's in foster care right now. And she's really struggled to be true to who she is, and she's done an amazing job. She's really gotten some incredible resources around her. She's going to an alternative high school. She works with Children's Hospital to get hormone treatments and is doing really well, but she's not had a particularly supportive environment either in the schools or in her family. And so that film will be hopefully done by the end of the year. And we actually have a fourth film in the works. It's an animated film that explains to children and to adults, but it'll be very playful and child-oriented, the difference between biological sex, gender identity, and gender expression. And if you want to learn more about those things, wait till that film comes out. Also, you can go to my website and read more about it.
Very briefly, have you been attacked by the Christian right?
I have not. I don't think I've hit their radar yet, but we'll see.
Well, Jonathan Skernick, I hope you don't get attacked by them, although I hope that you are on as many radars as possible. It's a very important set of films. I want to wish you the best of luck, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks. It's been my pleasure.
Jonathan Skernick is director and editor of the films I'm Just Annika and The Family Journey. And you can find out more about his work in the Youth and Gender Media Project through our website, uprisingradio.org. We'll list all of the websites that he mentioned. For Sonali's subversive thought for the day, the Roman philosopher Seneca once said, "He is most powerful who has power over himself."